Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
This is all so strange.
I know.
Oh, I got new Top Gun opens.
Yeah, I like
we're
that.
We're number one.
This is Danger Zone, right?
This is Danger Zone. We are going to the Danger Zone.
Yes.
Dude, Kenny Loggins, let's go. We're on the FM. We have new opens. The new voice guy, that's throwing me for a loop.
Yeah, the new voice guy.
I'm not going to lie. That's probably been my biggest, I'm going to have to make the biggest adjustment. Because, of course, I was listening to my favorite morning show, Dirt and Sprague. And when we made the flip, the new voice guy, while he is fantastic, it's just, it's different. I've yet to adjust.
You know what it is? It's fresh.
It is fresh.
It's fresh.
Everything,
it's hot.
Everything has to be new.
That's right.
New and exciting.
Although
that's more of a Love Boat thing. Exciting and new.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah.
We are Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah.
Some call me Asachi.
Mm. It's a brand.
And then Sook is right over there. Big Sook.
Yeah. So all
they call him Big Sook.
All you ladies. Although, like, when you meet me in person, then you'll be like, oh, it's not that big. And then you'll be disappointed. Or you'll tell me that your brother's bigger than me and that. Cool. All right. But to all those people that are tuning in to hear Katy Perry or whatever, I don't know, welcome. Let's come on board. Give us a crack.
Well, for those of you, I mean, I'm sure by now, Bella people have figured out that Bella is gone.
I would think so. Welcome to the fella.
Donkeys have taken over.
Yeah.
To you, I don't say welcome. I say I'm very sorry.
That is true. We start my 12-part apology with this. Look.
We're like a fungus.
Yeah.
Will grow on you, and you kind of can't really get rid of it.
No, just give us time.
Yeah, it's just like, just because this is a sports station doesn't mean you won't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should give it a chance. And you know what? We love our football here. We don't take ourselves too seriously, except for, of course, me.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, being a noted newsman, you have
to. I'm a very serious sportsman.
Yes.
But, you know, our philosophy here is we're going to have fun, and if we're having fun, maybe you will too. Okay?
Yeah, come on board.
Okay.
Come on, everybody.
Right. So this is the last show of the broadcast day on the Fan Radio Network, 105.1 The Fan. This is our first day on FM.
We're batting cleanup right now.
It's amazing. We're going to go till 7 o'clock tonight, and that's about all you're going to get from us. As an intro.
Hmm.
Other than that, we're just going to proceed to do what some might mistake for content.
Proceed to do whatever it is we've been doing for the last
20 years. My little love bunnies, we have been on for almost 20 years. This radio
bunnies, meow.
So this radio station right here that you're listening to, some of you, it may be new to you since we've moved to the FM here, but it started in 1990. I think it was on like 1520 or something.
Yeah, it was 1520.
910.
1520 to 910 to 1080 to 1051, as you can see in the wonderful little, the TV behind you.
So 35 years, this has been the longest running continuous all sports radio station on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very big deal, and it's had a lot of great talent come through. You and I, this show that you're listening to now, we've been on since September of 2025, which is long for this business. And again, the only thing I can do is just apologize that we have come into your lives. I'm very sorry.
Nothing we can do about that.
Here's the thing. We, right on brand, when we flipped from AM to FM, you know, it's a very big technical thing, you know.
There was a man, I guess, in Chicago.
Yeah.
That literally was sitting there with like a big comic lever. You know, like in the movies, like in Batman, everything's labeled. There was actually a lever like a switch lever that had to be flipped. Like,
do you
want to
hear the audio? We have the audio.
Yeah.
And I want to play it for you, but I have to set it up. Because Swigard, Jason Swigard, the lovable, the affable Jason Swigard, who is one of the longer standing personalities here at the Fan.
Yeah.
He is the producer for Dirt and Sprague, who run 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because he was the first guy in the big chair, in the captain's chair over there, where Ryan Buckley sits. Hi, Buck. How are you today?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
Nice to see you. It's been a busy couple of days for you, right?
Yeah. I was here until almost midnight last night.
Yeah, doing imaging and stuff?
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
I think Swag may not have gone home.
Swag was here until probably 9-ish, 9:30, something like that.
Okay, and yeah. then was back at
back
like
at
4
six.
In the morning? Yeah. No, they were back
oh,
at
yeah,
4.
He was back before, yeah. They were on at 6. Yeah. He was back well before
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So at 6, right when we flipped everything over, you know, engineers and switches and beams and pyrotechnics, you know?
Sure.
Swigard, because he's the first one in the captain's chair, he's the one that has to actually push the button to switch it.
Yes.
So Dusty, so I'm going to preview this audio by telling you that our new brand manager, Dusty,
yeah.
is in there
yeah.
on computer talking to the guy in Chicago.
Ready to flip the switch.
That's right. And so there's two guys. The one in Chicago needs to do it on his end, and Swigard needs to do it here.
Think about in all the movies when someone launches a nuke. You got to turn both keys at the same time in order to fire this off.
So Dusty clearly tells him,
yeah.
Swigard, he says, Swag, I am going to tell the guy in Chicago, go.
Mm-hmm.
For you, I am going to point.
Because he's in the studio. He doesn't want it like on the air being like, go, 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 go. So it's pretty simple. Go, point.
This is kind of cool audio, actually. One, it's just a big day for the Fan.
Yeah.
In the history of the Fan. But two, it kind of sounds like NASA.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, right at the end, the guy, well, I won't spoil it. You'll hear it. But I'm going to play it now, and I want you to guess why.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I want you to guess why there is just nothing happens. Yeah. For about 10 seconds.
Well, and we did say, because we talked to everybody yesterday when we left, we said, what are the chances that this goes without a hiccup at 6 o'clock?
And I said zero.
Yeah. I put it more like
zero.
I went 50-50.
Oh, 50-50, my patoot.
An Odyssey station.
You knew damn well something was going to go wrong, and it was going to happen right off the bat. It's our mojo. It's how we do it.
And it did.
It's been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah, it has.
So this was the most predictable thing ever. And here is how it sounded. This is the actual moment that we are flipping from 1080 to 105.1.
This is KFXX to WJJ HD2.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, that's the Chicago guy.
Okay, I hit apply. I'm refreshing.
Refreshing.
Audio source took. I'm going to listen. There's silence.
Why do you think that is?
It does have a NASA quality.
There it is. KFXX is on KRSK.
Hell yeah, fellas.
There you go. KFXX is now on KRSK.
Yes.
And Dusty goes, hell yeah, fellas.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. But if you didn't catch it, he goes, go to the Chicago guy, and he's pointing at Swigard, and nothing, the guy's like, I can't hear it. It's because Swigard froze. What is he doing?
I think he panicked.
What do you mean panicked? All you have to do is turn and push the button.
Hey, were you in charge of pushing the button? You don't know what sort of pressure Swaggart was under. Swag, I defend you.
Fantastic.
At the moment of action, it's like when you're in combat for the first time. You don't know what's going to happen when a bullet starts going over your head.
Dude.
He froze.
And then if you want to see the video, they posted a video of all what we just played on the fan Twitter.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, you got to watch it, because when Dusty is pointing at him over and over, Swaggart really does. There isn't a moment where he goes, oh, and then pushes it really fast.
No.
He slow burns the whole way.
Ew.
It's unbelievable. What is that man thinking?
There is like a slow motion turn. You're like, ooh. Maybe in that moment he realized that he screwed up, and then like you're trying to move fast, but it's quick sense. You're like, ooh, no. How push button. What's 10 seconds here
you
or
know
there?
What? You know? It's a better story. That's how it all went down. And we are now live on 105.1 The Fan.
Yes,
the Fan Radio Network. Yeah.
It is so good, just the look on Swag's face. It's fantastic. It's the same look that Buck had yesterday when he realized that the microphone that Dusty was on, there was no microphone. It was just an empty stand. There's something about producers and that look of panic of I don't know what to do. I love it. It warms my heart.
Well, we're excited. Now, I know a lot of people that listen to Bella maybe aren't, and we sympathize with you because I was a P1 of Bella myself.
Yeah. Well, I told you it was on at the gym.
Yeah.
If I ever forgot my headphones.
I tell you who's pissed.
You know, there was Bella.
My daughter-in-law is fuming.
Yeah, someone was driving in the car yesterday when we made the announcement and said that their 8-year-old was not happy and said that she hates Isaac and Sue, which... You know, I responded with, tell her that Sue's a real bitch. And yet, here we are. There's nothing we can do about that.
Sorry.
You're going to make an omelet, some eggs are going to get broken. And unfortunately for Bella, you got cracked.
So I don't remember what social media account they told me this was on. I think it was on Bella's.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bella had to go out there and be like, hey, sorry, fans, we've been killed.
Yes.
Sports guys killed us. Yeah. And we feel terrible about that.
We didn't want to.
Well, we did kind of, actually.
No, but, we didn't want to. We had to.
Yeah, we had no choice.
We had no choice.
Anyway, some old Karen on there was like, what happened to Bella? And the fan, I love the fan P1s because
apparently they've invaded all of the social media.
They are infiltrating
channels.
Social media all over town, which is great with nothing but drops of us.
Yeah.
And the woman says, what happened to Bella? Where's my Bella? And all this P1 responded to her with was...
Sports is sports.
Sports is sports.
If there's one thing we've figured out all these years that cannot be debated, it is that sports is sports.
Sports is... That's right.
So next time your daughter or your wife is upset about what happened to Bella, you just hit him with a, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sugar tease. Sports is sports. I mean, that would be more of the wife, not the kid, because then that would be very awkward.
All right. Well, listen, let's start our show. You know what? We're not going to start with sports today because a legend has passed.
Yeah, this one hit for me a little bit.
Yeah, it hit for a lot of people, I think.
I didn't like this one.
Yeah, well, people die sometimes.
Yeah.
And in this case...
Well, Bella and now this.
Yeah, on the same day.
Is there anything further from each other? If you wanted bookends, like the universe balancing itself out, Bella and this man dying...
Well, do you think... Is it possible that Ozzy... let go because Bella was no more?
It's possible. Again, the cosmic balance, if you believe in that sort of thing, like a yin and yang, Bella had to go, and then therefore, like, Ozzy had to go at the same time to make sure everything remained balanced.
And for those asking, no, 1080 does not go away.
No.
That's why we're calling it the Fan Radio Network.
Yes.
Because you have 105.1 1080 simulcast. And we also have AM 910 for some cool sports. So, we're taking over. All right, Lars?
The sports network.
Buckle up, Lars.
The Fan Sports Network is here. Deal with it.
We'll talk about Ozzy Osbourne. He has passed at the age of 76. We'll kick it off there next on 105.1 The Fan.